You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I know that Wanda's got her orange Converse on. Wanda, can you come in here and show people while we're talking to Larry? Okay, great. So, Larry, we got Larry's in on, and it's a loaded question because I know a bunch of great answers. But, Larry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, Larry, we teased it that we're going to talk about the impact of autonomous vehicles on, and I really would love to have Eric come in and talk again. So we're going to have Eric come in, Eric Day, your partner. He's going to come in a couple of weeks. I'll coordinate that with you and your team. But today I've got you. So, Larry, tell me a little bit about what's going on with these autonomous vehicles. My car always is starting to, you know, give me the radar, and Vivian's car's got that radar. And with the radar, you've got the baseline going. So what's next?
Yeah, you know, you've seen little pieces of these things in cars for the last few years, whether it's autonomous emergency braking. You know, if the vehicle senses that there's going to be a collision at a certain speed, it's going to stop itself on its own. If you have the car in reverse, for example, and it senses another car coming, it could gently tap the brakes to make sure that you're made aware before potentially crashing into another vehicle. You know, there's technologies that prevent you from steering out of a lane or warn you before the car drifts out of a lane. But all these things have been slowly coming together. And now you're starting to see certain companies really push the envelope, you know, especially Tesla with automated driving technology. And, you know, some of the technologies really aren't ready yet. And there are a lot of debates that go behind what's really ready for the mass market. What would happen if somebody was to get into an accident with a vehicle that was being operated autonomously?
Oh, yeah, really?
So, you know, until a lot of these questions are answered, I don't think we're going to have full autonomy. But as somebody in the industry, it really presents a lot of interesting challenges, opportunities, and changes as things move forward.
Now, what are some of the other technological improvements that we're going to see as we go? Oh, I'm going to use a big technical term here. I got Derek here, Dr. Derek Nemo. He's a PhD from Oxford, so just keep me straight on this. What's going to happen as we get incremental improvements to the technology? We talked about the radar and notice and everything over there. What's the next thing that we can expect? What's the next thing that I'm going to be able to get in my car that's going to really be really cool? Because you got these things about you don't drift out of your lane. I saw one of the big auto GM somethings, Cadillac, I think, says now they show the guy letting go of the hands, the steering wheel, which just freaks me out. What's the next thing I can expect, Larry?
You know, some of these things, like you already have some companies which have a slow creep in traffic. So let's say you're at 5 miles per hour or less, the car's just going to operate itself between you and the car in front of you, you know, brake. So if you weren't paying attention or didn't have your hands on the wheel, it wouldn't bump into the car in front of you. But vehicles are going to start becoming connected to each other as well.
Wow.
So as this starts to evolve and we want to see more vehicles become autonomous on the road, they're going to start communicating with each other on a network.
Well, you
and
know,
this way, beyond what the lasers and the other sensors on the systems of these cars are doing to try and help from a safety perspective, the cars are actually going to know what the other vehicle is doing because they're going to be communicating over a network.
Well, when you say slow creep, I think of the guy that hit me a month ago on my car and destroyed my little side of my car. But, you know, I want to thank you guys. You took good care of me. Ismid helped me out with this stuff. I love you guys, by the way. And so so now we've got slow creep. We're not taking up. That was my question. I was slow pedaling it until I could figure it out. So how are you going to make the network secure so that people can't break the entire United States auto grid?
Well, that's another big question. You know, what is going to be safe enough that it can't be hacked? What laws are going to be put in place if somebody does hack a vehicle? What's the penalty? In Michigan, they've already enacted a law where if you do hack a vehicle, it's life in prison.
Well, sure, because you could kill somebody.
Oh, certainly. So, you know, there's different types of technologies out there that they've been discussing. I've heard about blockchain as well as a matter of being able to make the vehicles kind of impenetrable from a hacking perspective.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to have, you know, that's a great thing. I'm going to have Jim Engleton on, who's with Aegis, and they do a lot of financial services stuff. We were going to talk about blockchain. So, man, you already gave me a good question to ask him. What are some of the other security things that they're working on?
Honestly, Jim, it's more debate than anything else going on from what I understand, because there has to be a network that's agreed upon, and it has to be a proprietary network for the vehicles to communicate with each other, and that has not been set yet. So I know I don't know if it's going on with the government or where this stands at the moment, but you know, that's something that still needs to be settled. And you know what, I think I posed this question with you before, but if you're sitting in the back seat of your vehicle, for example, and this is your autonomous car, and the entire network of other vehicles on the road still hasn't become autonomous yet, and your vehicle has to make a decision when a tire is rolling down the highway, an unexpected situation of it either putting you in danger and driving you into a ditch or crashing into the back of a school bus, what is the correct decision?
Oh, yeah, we have talked about that before.
So, you know, a vehicle has to be able to have that type of artificial intelligence to be able to make a decision that's going to potentially put you in danger or the lives of others in danger. And then when that does happen, if, you know, there was some sort of incident, who's responsible? Is it the manufacturer of the vehicle? Is it you because you own the vehicle? Is it your insurance company? I don't think a lot of that has been settled yet either.
Now, I did tease a little bit about Eric. We only got a couple more minutes left, and I wanted to talk about, because this is where I was going when I was talking incremental. We're in the sharing economy, and that's evolving. What are some of the things, in just a minute or two, and then we're going to get Eric on in a couple of weeks to talk about it in more detail. How are you addressing the sharing economy, which to me, that's the next step before you get to the autonomous stuff?
Well, there's going to be different types of subscription models available for vehicles as well as time goes along, where you don't necessarily own one vehicle, but you have a subscription to numerous vehicles. So, you know, Jim, rather than paying, you know, throw it out there, let's say it was, you know, $500 a month, you would pay $800 with your insurance included, and every week you could change cars if you really wanted to.
Wow, you know.
Because it would be part of a shared network of vehicles, and you'd have a subscription. So if you needed a pickup truck because you needed to go Home Depot on the weekend, you could get a pickup truck on demand.
Well, I can't wait to have
Eric on. The vehicle that you're driving. So that's part of where some of the industry is going to go. Not everybody's going to want to be a part of the sharing economy from an automotive perspective. But,
well, my gosh. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off there.
You know, there are people talking about how you're going to see just autonomous vehicles on the road, and in the morning when you want to go to work, you flag an autonomous vehicle, and then it keeps going on about its day. Or while you're at work, your vehicle is going to automatically drive itself to the service department to get work done and then come back to you.
Well, that's what RedCap does now.
Exactly. But imagine without a driver.
That's great. And, you know, I always talk about RedCap, and that's really what RedCap is. It's sort of like, well, tell them a little bit about RedCap, and then we're going to have to probably go.
Well, RedCap's an on-demand driver service that we've been fortunate enough to partner with for pickup and delivery for our service customers, as well as in certain situations our sales customers. And they even have a great service for those who want to use it just if you're out on a Saturday night and don't want to drive home after you've been out. You get a RedCap to come. They pick you up in your vehicle and drive you home. And that way you don't have to worry about going to get your vehicle the next day or anything of the sort. But it's been great for us because, you know, while you're at your office, we'll come pick up your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you before the day is over. And you never had to leave.
Heck, it's not been just great for you. It's been great for me. And that's what it's really in all what it's all about. You know, if I'm at Warren Henry, I want to make sure it's all about you, the customer. And that's what being part of the Warren Henry family has always been for me in my 20 plus years of affiliation with you and your fabulous team. Now, Larry, if people want to, you know, get a Warren Henry vehicle, want to talk to you or Ismet or any of my friends over there, or how do they get a hold of you guys?
They can find us at warrenhenryauto.com. Same thing on social media. We're at Warren Henry Auto. And you can always call us at 305-690-6066.
Now, Larry, remember, we got to look up opening day. You're coming with me to the Marlins opening day again, aren't you?
You know it.
All right, high five. You've always got them great cars. We always drive over and have the greatest time. Larry's in. I want to thank you so much for making me, for letting me and Vivian be part of your Warren Henry family. Love you. I love Eric. And, you know, the top of my whole last Supercar Saturday was talking with Dave and your grandma. It was just the most wonderful experience. I love that guy.
I appreciate it, Jim, and please send my love to Vivian.
I will. Thank you so much. To Larry Zim will be back with some great information that you can use today to make your life even better. We're going to talk with Tony Cho about how they're going to keep Wynwood the hippest place in the world. So, Wanda, take it away with your hip shoes.